Now, in studio, we got a special guest. He's Randy Rapier. He's involved with a baseball, actually now a softball program called K-Cancer. It started as K-Cancer Baseball. It's now K-Cancer Softball. So, first of all, welcome, Randy.
Thank you.
And talk a little about what it is and how it began. Can you give us the whole genesis of this?
Yeah, so I was a parent coach, you know, that worst thing in the world, where it's a daddy ball.
Yeah, we were all with that.
So I was a parent coach, and then my older son, he played travel ball all the way up until he was 14. And then it got to a place to where he didn't like baseball, and he actually quit playing baseball. And he was one of the better players in the area. But he just didn't kind of like some of the things that went with it. And it was just his personal thing. So then my younger son wanted me to coach him, so I started coaching. And we started thinking, you know, we look at sports as kind of like a vehicle, and it's going to take you – drastically in one direction or another. It's either going to teach you a bunch of life lessons, and you'll learn how to be a teammate, you'll learn how to push against, you know, who you were yesterday and become better, or it's going to teach you to be narcissistic and you're better than everybody else because for some reason God gave you a right arm that throws faster than the next kid.
Yeah.
You know, as parents, our schedules are wrapped around their league. You know, our budgets all go into tournaments and where are we going to be this weekend? So it can teach some negative things. So we wanted to see how can we get away from that. So when the boys, it was K-Cancer Baseball, were 13, getting ready to turn 14 in the summer, we just started talking to them about what are you going to do after baseball? Because more than likely, you know, you're not going to be a major league player. And we got some interesting answers. One boy wanted to be in marketing. Another one wanted to be in finance, which is kind of an odd question to answer at 13 years old. So I happened to work in outsourced HR at the time. I'm like, you guys sound like a startup company. So they're like, well, what's that? So we did a business class on an off night in the middle of summertime. And for 2 hours, we taught them, you know, what is a S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC? Why would you do one or the other, risk reward? We thought that would kill it. And they just kept peppering questions, and they wanted to do it again. So over that summer, we just did a bunch of business classes, and they ate it up. And at the end, they wanted to start something. So We told them you need a business problem, then you need to see if anybody else is addressing the business problem, and then if they are, can you do it better, cheaper, faster? And then I thought that would send them away, and I'd never hear from them again. So we're in a dugout a couple weekends later, and my son's having a conversation with one of the other kids, and he mentioned, you know, my son mentioned that his grandma never got to watch him play because she died of cancer before he was born. So then that started the talk. Everybody's affected by cancer. So then the other boy said that he spent a whole summer up in Madison when his cousin was diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, they're having the conversation, and then the question was, why did you have to be in Madison? Well, for kids who have cancer in the local area, they're treated out of town because
we don't have a big enough population of kids with cancer to have an oncologist in Rockford. So, yes, so you have to travel to Chicago, Milwaukee, or Madison.
Yeah, so you think about a problem. Just because you live in the state line, if your child's diagnosed with cancer, you're uprooted from your support network and all the financial burdens of travel. So then, you know, they had their little idea. So I'm like, oh, no, here we go. And so we started doing some market research, and there was no resources specifically for child cancer families. So the boys, there was four boys on a 13-year-old baseball team, and then one older brother who was 15. They wrote the articles in the corporation. They wrote the bylaws. They put a go-to-market plan. They started reaching out in the community for funding. They would go do sales calls. And the first year, I think it was $25,000 that they raised. And they distribute them to the local cancer families. And it started off as just that. We were giving like $100 gas cards for a family, and we thought we were doing something good. So as we kept going, the boys started really getting into it, and then they started, you know, interviewing the families we were helping with. So tell us some of your problems you're having. So where it is today, the boys all either are freshmen in college, or this last year they graduated from high school. So a year ago, we asked them, what do you want to do? Do you want to just disband it? And we did some good, and, you know, you got a great experience. They decided to bring on a girls team that was 4 years younger and mentor them and then hand the organization off to them, hence K-Cancer Softball. So we took this group of 12-year-old girls, and oh my goodness, that was a mistake because my time commitment just doubled because these girls took it and they're just running. And so now where we're at today is if a family is diagnosed with cancer here in the Rockford area, one of the specialists at one of the hospitals, either in Madison or Chicago, will reach out to us. Or friends of the family will reach out to us and let us know they're here and need support. One of the players on the team, their family, will set up a first visit, go to the home of the family. They'll bring a care package with gas cards, toys for the kids, K-Cancer swag, and then they just play with them. And then they create a relationship. And then we're there all the way through their diagnosis for follow-up help. We provide transportation. We put events on once a quarter at least where all that community can get together. And they just know that somebody in the state line cares. That's on top of being a competitive travel softball.
I was going to say, that's amazing. All of a sudden, baseball and softball took a way back seat. And the interesting thing, if you understand you right, is it was the kids that did it. They put it in the back seat.
Absolutely. And they love it. So when they go to tournaments, so you think about it like you're the Dirt Dogs. You're another team called the Dirt Dogs. Well, yeah. When our kids go play, they have K-cancer softball all over the uniforms. So they're standing on second base, timeout, pitcher mound visit. And the shortstop comes over like, what the heck is K-cancer? You know, because it's so different. So now they get to tell their story.
Yeah.
And awareness spreads and our community spreads and that support spreads. And then during the tournament, so you think about it, you have this close game. Parents are arguing at the umpire and, you know, somebody gets thrown out and you know, everybody's blood's hot. And you go your own separate ways. You high-five each other and not everybody shakes hands. And that's typical ball. Well, at the end of our games, the girls will get the team from that they just played. They'll get together at home plate and they do a shout-out video to one of our kids who are in the hospital. That's and awesome. Those kids eat that up.
Because think about these poor kids who are sick, right? And because your kids on the K-cancer end up adopting, you know, groups of these kids and spends lots of time with them.
Right.
Right. So they get the perspective of, you know, I'm a healthy athlete and everything's kind of been not given to me, but, you know, I'm very lucky.
You're lucky. Yeah,
right.
You're blessed.
And you guys spend time with somebody who's been unfortunately stricken. Yeah. For no fault of their own. They're not smokers, right? They're too young. And some of these kids don't make it.
Yeah.
I mean, just think of that lesson, right? You had a girl from Pecatonica who was highly popular last year who died. And, you know, so you become friends with them and you're learning how life can, you know, how lucky you are and how life can be difficult for others. And it gives a good perspective to these.
How much of this surprised you? Because I'm looking at, you said ages again at the beginning were 13, 14, 14, 15. And it's all things you told me and I've learned this throughout life is I think that we underestimate what kids can do. We underestimate what kids can do. I mean, and now it seems like more and more each generation pampers and, you know, put a kid in a bubble because he can't eat this, he can't smell that, he can't wear this cologne or use this soap, he can't go outside, he can't go on the street, he can't ride his bike, for God's sake. We're scared to death, we put him in a bubble, and we underestimate what they can do and what they can handle. Kids can't handle that, that's too much. And here's a classic example, they can't. Just given opportunity. So I was wondering, how stunned were you, or did you expect this? Did you see this coming?
I absolutely did not see this coming. And stunned. Originally, that was the hardest lesson I had to learn, was don't put limits on them, because they'll blow you out of the water. So there's surveys that are done of what do you fear? More people are afraid of dying, or afraid of public speaking, than they are dying. Mm-hmm. So think about that.
Yeah.
And we do, part of the training is, we do how to communicate. So have one-on-one conversations, but also how to do public speaking. A few years ago, there was a Rotary group, the East Rockford Cherry Valley Rotary Group, had their banquet at a Prairie State Brewery. 350 business leaders, because Diane Hendricks from ABC Supply was coming down to be the keynote speaker. One of our boys, who was 15 at the time, and one of the girls who just turned 12, were sitting at the head table. On one side is the CEO of an out-of-town bank. On the other side is the president of a local bank. And then Diane Hendricks is sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting there having conversation, eating lunch. And then they got up and they spoke to the crowd just prior to the keynote speaker and killed it.
Wow.
And all the adults are just sitting looking like, can you imagine when they go take their first job interview?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a piece of cake.
Prepped.
Yeah. That's the other thing is we're seeing a wave of a different way to teach in high school, because there's a entrepreneur program out of Barrington that's sweeping the country, because in the course of a year, you have to create a startup business that creates revenue. I think Randy's been involved in that in a bit. And that's becoming – Rockford Public Schools is going to have it in four high schools. What he's doing is just – what Kay Cantor's doing is taking that, just starting it out younger.
Right.
You're using the love of sports as a vehicle to teach them how to run sound businesses. Just think of where these guys are going to be, and girls are going to be in 10 years, having run their own organization from their teenage years. They're not going to just go out and take some job for an easy paycheck. They're going to already know how to negotiate. Yeah. They're already going to know about how to maximize value and things like that. It's going to be really interesting to watch these kids as they go.
Two things I really like about what I've seen happen is, so one, the child of cancer problem is a problem because they're in the state line area. So just because you live in Rockford, you have an extra burden.
Right.
So the state line community, though, can come together and support the people here who have problems. And these kids are learning. So they look at the problems in the community instead of seeing it as a reason to leave. and more brain drain, our best are leaving.
Yeah.
They see it as opportunity. So there's a problem. How can I create something that's going to address that problem? And to get them to look at the world that way, when they're 12 and 13 and 14, by the time they go off to college, they're sitting in lunch and they're seeing food get wasted. And they're like, how can I monetize that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What can I do to, that's a problem. What can I do to, and then they start looking for partners and they start looking for advocates. And they their whole goal then is to make the world a better place, which if you could take sports. And the other thing is, because the community is behind it, we don't price out any kids, which travel sports can.
Right.
The kids that our players compete against, their minimum fees are $1,500 to be on their travel team. And we charge them $200, I think it's $200, just so there's something.
Right.
That's it. And if there's a kid who can't afford that, who's on the program, is really committed to it, that's not an issue. We make that go away. Because they're, instead of selling candy bars, they're out raising funds to be distributed to cancer families.
Right.
that's what we want to do.
That's huge. So now what happens now? You said you went through that series with the boys, the baseball, your boys got out, and then you started with softball. But I mean, what happens in 2 or 3 years? How is this going to keep going?
So our plan is over the summer and then next fall, we're trying to identify a state line boys team that's years younger who will be a 12U team. And we're going to identify them, make sure their coaching philosophy is the same, because it's drastically different. Instead of the coach sitting on the 5-gallon bucket, calling all the signs and running everything, our coaches teach the catcher how to call the game to be the leader. They teach the shortstop how to be the leader of the infield. They teach the center fielder how to be the leader of the outfield. And in between innings, you're working with them to kind of bring them up to speed. So the game is actually used as a tool to teach leadership. Instead of, you know, the coach being the puppet and I do a better job up than everybody else.
Right.
But Randy and I have had talks. I mean, you probably can't talk about it right now, but there are plans, hopefully, to where K-Cancer would manage its own facility, which perhaps bring in more teams. I mean, to me, I look at this as something that could spread elsewhere.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
sure, absolutely.
If you can use
this
travel.
This is a model that needs to grow.
Yes, if you can use travel sports to create just you know, more business savvy kids and have them learn how to raise money for whatever is need is in their community. You know, whatever we can do to get behind that would be great.
Well, then my last question here, because we're running out of time, and I wish we had a whole lot more because I got 100 questions asked, but how can people that are hearing this right now, is there a way they can get involved and they can do, is there a website, or is there a phone number, whatever?
Yeah. So if they go to, on Facebook, if they go to K Cancer, the letter K and then the word cancer softball, and follow the Facebook page. There's a 5K coming up that a young lady who is a senior at Jefferson High School put together for this fall in August. And we constantly have opportunities for people either to come volunteer or to come support an outing or just to donate. And when they donate, all of our operations and all of our softball fees are covered by one donor. We have a donor who covers all of that. So literally every dime that comes in from the community goes directly to families. I went to my older son, dropped off a gas card and a Target card to a family who was just getting ready to head out the next morning up to Madison. They have a, you know, kid gets a fever, they're headed to Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, those gas cards go. So anybody that does support it, it goes straight to those families.
That's amazing. That's it's just so incredible. When Alex told me about what you're doing, I thought this is kind of a cool thing, but the more I hear about it, it's just what you're teaching kids and what they're teaching themselves. And this is something that's needed in this area, as you pointed out. And in fact, this has to keep going. It has to find a way to keep it going no matter what and spread. I mean, it shouldn't just be one team in the area every year. It'd be great if you spread even more.
Why couldn't it be cheer away homelessness?
Yes.
Or, you know, kick away if it's a soccer team, you know, kick away, you know, veterans suicide. You know, they wrap around a cause that's near to them and then they build something out.
Yeah.
And you know, the time factor is not an excuse, because half of the kids who are on our team are travel players. They take all AP classes. They have outside interests, and they do the business work.
Sure,
so if it's important to them, they'll learn time management and they'll make it happen.
So that's awesome. Well, that's Randy Rapier. Randy, thank you for being here this morning. I really appreciate it. This is a great thing. Again, K Cancer Softball on Facebook is where you can find out more about it. We will cut this interview and post on our Facebook as well and on Twitter so you can hear more about it. And we'll try to link to some of those things as well. But thank you so much for being here. Hey, thanks for bringing donuts.
Absolutely.
That was another highlight this morning, but a great story. Really appreciate it. And hopefully this gets out to the community and more people can help and be a part of this.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.